After experiencing the death of his grandparents, a South Florida lawmaker wants to change how patients are treated at the end of life. I'm Kate Payne. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Pete is worried about how Floridians are dying, and for him, it's personal.
You know, having to see both my grandparents pass in the last few years and being in the room when these conversations took place, and they were incredibly emotional, and the urge to say, do everything. And no matter what that is sometimes so strong.
In the chaos of an emergency room or intensive care unit, patients may not be able to make their wishes known, whether that's for palliative or aggressive care.
If we had had the conversation earlier, I think my grandparents would have made some different choices than maybe our family made at that time.
And the statistics bear out that most Americans aren't getting the kind of end-of-life care they want. Polling data shows between 70 and 80% of people want to die at home. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only 25% of Americans actually do. Even for the estimated 20 to 30% of people who do have an advance directive detailing their wishes, it doesn't always happen. Marshall Kapp heads up a collaboration between the schools of medicine and law at Florida State University.
The problem is, in actual practice, when an emergency arises and the patient can't speak for himself anymore or herself anymore, that living will either isn't available or it just doesn't get followed, or it's in terms that are too general to be applied to the specific situation.
That's why Jeff Brandis wants terminally ill Floridians to start using a new kind of document called a POLST. That's a physician order for life-sustaining treatment.
And so it's really that opportunity to identify that conversation earlier and to work with the patients to make sure that we identify their goals for the end of life and that we're following their goals in a medical order format.
A POLST is basically an expansion of a do not resuscitate order that includes a range of interventions. It's a medically specific document that patients and doctors fill out together. And Brandis's bill would protect doctors from legal action when they carry out those orders. Marshall Kapp says that's the main obstacle.
Healthcare professionals, including doctors, live in a litigious environment. They're afraid of potential legal consequences, and they're just not likely to do POLST for patients or to honor POLST in the absence of explicit Florida legislation.
This isn't the first time Brandis has tried to get the bill passed. Last legislative session, some pro-life groups worried the orders could be abused. Diane Gowski represents the Florida Catholic Medical Association Guild.
Are you signing your life away? That is the real question people need to ask when they approach a POLST.
But Kapp says POLST orders should not be confused with physician-assisted death.
It's not a form of euthanasia. It's not a form of denying desired appropriate medical treatment for patients. It's a way for patients to have the kind of treatment that they want.
Other states are already using POLST, but a 2016 paper published in the Journal of the American Medical Association concludes it's still not clear whether it really does improve outcomes. Still, proponents argue any way to give patients more control in their final days is worth talking about. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.